Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Bob Kuska's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Bob's a longtime Brain Trust member. Bob is former head of the HR department at Gillette, that little company. Yeah, that company. I still use their products every day.
And I'm glad you do, because I'm a shareholder, Jim.
I know. You're still clipping some coupons over there, aren't you? Bob is now out on his own. He's running his own shop like you and me, and he's never been happier. His company is called The Fusion Factor. He's got a brand new book out, which we're going to launch in a couple of months on this show, and he's our good friend Bob Kuska. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great to be on.
Good to have you back. Hey, Bob, it's interesting to me how variable the effectiveness of CEOs can be. You line up a dozen CEOs. They're all educated. They're all smart. Male, female, doesn't matter. They got experience. They're capable. They're motivated, lots of energy, they're dedicated, et cetera, et cetera. But somehow, over the time, they don't all perform the same way. What's the difference?
Well, you know, Jim, I've been running a CEO roundtable since 2007. And I've watched it evolve over time. And the people that come to this group are all smart. They all have successful businesses when they arrive. But some continue to grow more than others. And so I have a couple of observations on some of the people in the group, and you're right, men and women, who have grown more than others. And so let me give you a couple of them.
Right.
Number one, they stay in the group. Now, you might laugh and say, well, that's kind of self-serving. You know, they stay in my group, and they're paying money, and they grow. But they stay in the group because they're looking for an intellectual challenge. I just facilitate the group. The other members say, hey, Jim, you said last month that you were going to buy that building, and why haven't you bought it yet? And the ones that drop out, Jim, they drop out because they say, I don't have time to do this. Mm-hmm. And so the difference between those two groups of people, and I'll give you some other differences as well, is one group says, I need to grow, challenge me intellectually. The other one says, I'm managing in the business. I don't have time to take time out and be planning and thinking like this.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the biggest things I see in the difference. They use this group as an advisory board.
Is it possible?
They hold each other accountable.
Is it possible, Bob, though, to give the people who dropped out a little bit of slack? Is it possible that they're not less inclined to grow, but maybe they just like to take it at a different pace? I mean, if you want to grow at 20% and I want to grow at 10, that doesn't make me a child of a lesser God.
No, not at all. But you know what? The ones that drop out, they usually are more risk averse. They can't find, the ability to make a decision.
Right.
A couple years ago, Jim, almost every member of the group went through this issue of, do I buy a building, do I lease a building, or do I, open up new space? And six of the members all made decisions about that, and two of them are still stuck and saying, well, yeah, I need to do this to grow, but I can't make that decision right now.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you're not good at making decisions, you're not going to be a good CEO. That's just arbitrary, folks. You can write that down.
That's right, and it's making the big decision. You can make the small decisions every day, what to get up and do every morning. In fact, one of the things, another difference in these CEOs is what I call the analyzing, prioritizing CEO.
So can I stop you for a second? Those other two, they didn't just make the decision not to buy the building, which would be a perfectly good good decision. You're saying they just won't make a decision.
They haven't made a decision. They're still thinking about it.
They could come back to you and say, I've decided not to buy a building. I'm not going to deal with it right now.
That's
you would say, hey, that's a good CEO decision.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Some of them have gone through the process of saying, I want to buy, and after going through the process, no, I'm not going to buy. I'm going to do something different.
Right, right.
And that's fine.
Is it possible that also, Bob, that the people who are having the most difficulty making a decision, that are having the most, that are the most uncomfortable with any kind of expectations being put on them by the group, is it possible that those are the ones who don't have an organization that they've developed that they can delegate to, that they're still doing a lot of the management themselves instead of delegating management to others?
And Jim, that's on my list. You know, the difference between the grow guy and the stable guy is delegate versus micromanage.
Yeah.
You know, the guy that's, you know, the old saying about, are you managing the business or are you managing in the business? And these are the guys whose time, and by the way, they're hardworking guys, you know, and women. They're working 80 hours a week, and they say, well, I don't know how to delegate because I've done this all my life.
This is the thing this year. Actually, maybe it was, I guess I started last year. Last couple of years, I've been really focusing on what you're talking about right now on my programming, Bob, and that is getting helping small business owners, even if they're a small business, helping them understand if they're the owner, they're the chief executive officer of that business, and they have to spend some of their day, some of their week, some of their month in that role. What do you think?
Yep, absolutely, Jim. They have to, it's called taking the time out to plan. And sometimes the only way you can do that is to get the right talent to take some of the things off your plate that are not high value added.
Yep.
I'll give an example. I had one CEO, and we sat down and we looked at all the things he was doing, and one of the things he was doing was he was looking, this is a fairly large company, he was looking for all the property himself, and he was looking at it and negotiating leases and going to the buildings and buying them. And I said to him, how important is that to you? And he said, of all the things I do, that is the least important. And I said, how much of your time are you spending on it? And we looked at it and he said, about 20%.
Wow.
And I said, well, why are you doing it? And he said, I'm the only one who knows how to do it.
Yeah.
And to get him unstuck, we had to get him to realize, hey, I'm a large enough guy that I've got to hire somebody that's going to focus on doing that for me.
You've got to, every CEO, one of the main tasks of a CEO as we head off to the break is this, folks. You've got to fire yourself from jobs that you don't have to do anymore and promote yourself to jobs that today, at least, only you can do. You've got to do that. Bob Kuska and I will be right back. FusionFactor.com, is that right, Bob?
FusionFactor.com, Jim. Yep.
Check it out. 20 after, right back with Bob. I'm Jim. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.